gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Greetings and welcome, everybody, into another hour and another edition of Auto World. We've got a really cool broadcast lined up for you. In the first half hour here, we're going to be joined by a gentleman who is a very unique guy with a great story to tell, and we're going to focus on a couple of really cool exclusive Rolls-Royce vehicles that recently were on display on Rodeo Drive during the Concours and are going to be going over the block at the upcoming Scottsdale Barrett-Jackson auction come January of next year. Also in this hour, we are scheduled to, however, we're never quite sure what's happening with these folks because the great race is underway. It's a rally of classic vehicles, and the owner of the great race and the owner of the Coker Tire Company, Corky Coker, may be joining us in this hour, we'll see, or another representative from the great race. I know it kicked off yesterday in Traverse City, Michigan. The last time I checked, they were in Bay City, Michigan, and are probably somewhere else by now. We'll have to get the latest inside scoop from somebody, hopefully, in this hour of the broadcast. Hour number two brings us a representative from Pep Boys, but not just a representative. This guy is the head of service operations for the entire Pep Boys chain. He's also a certified ASE mechanic, so that means if you've got a problem with your vehicle, we're going to be taking your telephone calls and helping you out. We're going to pop the hood, so to speak, and he's going to have his tools ready to go. In hour number three of the broadcast, Jeff Bartlett, a gentleman I worked with for many years at Motor Trend and is now with Consumer Reports, is going to be joining us, and we're going to be talking some new car stuff with Jeff. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls at our toll-free line. It's 855-660-4261, or you can shoot me an email anytime, 24/7. The address is Bob at Bob Long Radio, B-O-B at B-O-B-L-O-N-G-R-A-D-I-O.com. Right now, let's go out to California and welcome a gentleman who celebrated his birthday yesterday, and he's joining us now on the program, noted collector and restorer and car guy extraordinaire, Mr. Gary Wales. Welcome to Auto World. Gary, how you doing?
Bob, I'm doing just fantastic, and I was just listening to your little bit of your promo there, and I was one of the fortunate ones that was in the 1984 Great American Race.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It was wonderful. We went from Universal City to Indianapolis, and I was fortunate enough to win it. And
it's really an exciting time
in your life when you can do that. So any of your listeners, if you get a chance to do the Great American Race, absolutely fantastic. It's wonderful if you can win, but if you don't, it doesn't matter. It's the camaraderie and the fun that you get and have when you're driving that. People are out in droves and waving you on and waving the American flag. It's really an exciting experience. Just wanted to pass that little bit on.
Oh, that's wonderful, Gary. Tell us about the vehicle in which you won the race in.
Well, it was a 1936 Bentley, and it, interestingly enough, it was a Boattail Speedster that we had made, and it was actually the beginning of the boat tails that I build. We had found a friend of mine had called me, and there had been a major fire in one of the canyons here, local canyons, the year before, and a house had come down, and well, the whole story was the gentleman was a musician, and he played the piano, and he had a stilt house in Coldwater Canyon, and it was up like two floors up, and he had his beautiful a Steinway piano sitting there, and that's what he practiced and played on. And he had just had his new Bentley that had been restored for him, delivered to him by Jim Rickman, and it is parked down below, two floors down below this beautiful, magnificent window that he would look out and play his piano. And when the fire started, the fire department came and said, can we really need to borrow some of your water out of your pool and to help put these fires? They said, certainly, go right ahead. Well, they took a little too much, and the pool cracked, and the stilts broke. And he said, I watched in horror as my stilts cracked on my house, and my Steinway piano, grand piano, slid across the floor, went out the bay window, and landed two floors down on top of my Bentley. And then the rest of the house collapsed on it. Well, it was about 6 months after that, a friend of mine who lived in the area was walking along, and he saw a flying bee, the hood ornament, sticking out of the mud. And he said, "My God, that's a Bentley hood ornament." So he went down and looked at it, and lo and behold, it was attached to a radiator attached to the rest of the car. The car had been a four-door sedan. It just turned into a big twisted mass, and you could imagine, been buried for 6 months.
Wow.
Well, he called me, and I went out and looked at it and said, "Oh, my God, you know, this was really exciting," because being a Bentley guy. Well, we kind of dug it out, and at that point, a fire truck came by with one of these big pumper tanks on it, and we asked him, because it was still full of mud. We'd opened the doors, and it's all twisted up, and we asked him, he said, "Look, can you hit it with a little water to get some of the water out, because it weighs several tons?" Well, they hit it and got all the water, you know, got all the mud out of it. And then we contacted the gentleman, and I said, "I'd like to buy the remains of this." He didn't want to sell it. And so it took about 6 months, and finally he decided to sell it. And I brought it home, and actually the car wasn't in really terrible, terrible shape. I mean, the body was completely twisted and rusted and banged out, and I mean, it was a non-usable thing. But the basic components were there, and all we had to do was straighten them and rebuild the motor and everything. And we did, and didn't want to put it back as a four-door sedan, so I said, "What the heck, let's design something." So with a little help from Jack Daniels, we sat down there, designed up what we thought would be kind of a cool boat-tail speedster, because it was kind of simple to do and make it a two-door, and we finished it. And just as we finished it, a friend of mine who, again, worked at Motor Trend, was one of the writers there, said, "We've just been given a entrance fee to the Great American Race." And he said, "Do you have anything that you could enter?" And I said, "Well, we just finished this boat tail."
Wow.
He said, "Well, why not?" So anyhow, we got our friends and entered the race and went out of the Universal City Hotel. And Tully Savalas and a lot of, just tons of people were there. And it was a great send-off, coming a typical Hollywood send-off. And we headed on out to Las Vegas. And that was the beginning of the run. And then we spent the next 7 days doing several thousand miles and finally ending up in Indianapolis, Indiana for the 500. And
what a great story.
It was one exciting time. A lot of things happened on the way, but that's what makes it fun. And anyway, that was the first of the boat tails. And I ended up next year, just coincidentally, putting it up for auction at Barrett Jackson in Scottsdale. And I was out there polishing the car, getting it all ready, and I was all excited, you know, because I've asking a lot of money for this car.
Sure.
We just won the Great American Race. Well, we're polishing along, and a gentleman comes by, said, "I'd like to buy that car." I said, "Well, sir," I said, "it's going to be auctioned off here in a little while." He said, "No," he just said, "you don't understand. I want to buy the car now." I said, "Well, I can't do that." I said, "What you have to do is just put your hand up and keep it up and be the last one standing, and you're going to own that car." He said, "You don't understand. I want the car now." So you have to talk to Tom Barrett or Jackson.
Craig Jackson, yeah.
So he came out with Tom Barrett, and Tom said, "Gary," he said, "would you take your reserve?" And at the time, it was like, I think, $55,000, which was a lot of money.
Yeah.
In 84. And I said, "Sure." So the guy buys it. And come to find out, his name is Mr. Parviz. And he was the brother-in-law of the Shah of Iran.
Oh, wow.
And he was buying it for Princess Stephanie of Monaco's sister, who was going to give it to her husband as a gift.
Unbelievable. What a great story. We're going to have more with Gary Wales. We're going to try and keep him for the whole hour. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
My name is Gary Wales, and I call myself a retro designer, which means I'm able to go back for the last 100 years, steal everybody's design, roll them up in a big ball, and then come up with my own designs and improvements. And this is what we do. What makes me really passionate about restoring these cars and building them and designing them is that we're saving these cars for posterity. That's really important. You'll notice every car that I have here has basically been a derelict, and people would say, well, what are you going to do with that? Well, what we're going to do with that is we're going to create something that is both pleasing and fun, and it's back on the road. May not be exactly as it was originally made and delivered, but it's back on the road, and we hope making people very happy to see it.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for listening here to Auto World, and that's a little quick clip of Gary's interview that he did with Jay Leno. If you log on to Jay Leno's automotive website, Jay Leno's Garage, you'll be able to see the whole clip, and you'll be able to see the two vehicles that Gary recently restored, completed, and you'll see Jay driving them, and these are the vehicles that are going to be going over the block. Gary, that's a great piece that you did with Jay, and I could just see just the enormous respect that all of us, including myself and Jay Leno, have for you. You call yourself a retro designer, and to me it's even beyond that. But explain, elaborate a little bit more on retro designer. What does that mean?
Well, what I try to do is I think all these cars are very important. They're not going to be made again, unfortunately. And most cars nowadays, although they're wonderful and everything else, you just will never have the character that we had in the old days on these. And they're always and very important to save. And so we can't always save them exactly the way they were, so we do the best we can. And I really enjoy taking something and putting my ideas into motion and seeing if I can improve on what was happening at that time with that particular car. W.O. Bentley and Mr. Royce and Rolls, this is how they established their businesses, was by making what was out there at that time a little bit better, doing their own improvements. And they would take the best ideas that was available and do that. Well, one of the things that I did on these boat tails is that the Rolls-Royce radiator shell is the most iconic radiator mm-hmm. in the world. Everybody knows what a Rolls-Royce shell is. And it never made very much sense to me that they would put a single hood hinge down the center of this Greek temple.
Yeah.
So all I did is put two hinges following the configuration of the radiator shell, and it just seems to me it looks a lot better. Well, to me, so
it absolutely does.
Yeah, it is so simple that no one did it before, and I don't understand it. The other thing that we did, we were able to remove the engine, the firewall, and transmission back 18 inches. So it did twofold thing. It created a very nice, long, pleasing hood, which everybody seems to like.
Mm-hmm.
And it gave it a nice 50-50 weight distribution, so it handles like a sports car. Now, we're talking a 75-year-old car, and it really goes extremely well. We also moved the emergency brake handle to the outside of the cockpit. It looks great, and it gives you more room.
That's
so
great.
These are a couple of the little things that we did with it, plus by eliminating all of the weight from the wooden bodies, and that was so considerable. That was anywhere between 2,000 to 3,000 pounds. They would make a body out of ash or oak and then cover it with the thin aluminum. Well, what we did is just use basically a unibody construction with just the alloy and composites. And so it's 130 pounds over the chassis weight. So it really goes extremely well. And by having two of them, I always wanted to do two.
Yeah.
By having two people, will see one coming in, and they're pretty cool-looking cars. They go, wow, look at that. And then the second one comes up, and you see them do a double take on it and go, oh, Lord, look at that. That's the big kick of the whole thing.
Recently, they were on display out at the Father's Day celebration on Rodeo Drive, and you joined me on my other radio program, and got a huge response from those vehicles out there. I noticed in the Jay Leno piece, he said that you had it on display at another event, and he couldn't get near the vehicle. Why don't we tell the folks listening all around the country and all around the world as well a little bit about the lineage of these two vehicles, because that's very interesting in itself.
I'd be glad to. In 1937, both cars were built within a couple of months of each other, and in those days, Rolls-Royce would only provide a rolling chassis, and that would include the radiator and the bonnet, the
mm-hmm.
hood. And other than that, they would then send it to the coach builder of your choice, and there were lots of coach builders at that time. Some of them built big old staid limousines, other built kind of more of the more flamboyant cars. So whatever you would suit your personality and your particular need, that's where you would send it. Well, these two particular cars went to coach builders that built big limousines, and so they were really overbodied with these big, heavy bodies on them, and chauffeur-driven, and but people at that time had that kind of money. They wanted a big, comfortable car that they could go to the theater in and, you know, be chauffeur-driven around with their friends. So, anyhow, in a 39, when London started to be bombed, the one owner donated their car to the war effort in London, and it was converted to an ambulance hearse, and it saw heroic service throughout the entire war. At the end of the war, it was a pretty much a shot-up derelict. The other car had been shipped to Puerto Rico for safety, where it caught coach cooties, termites. and you can imagine what termites did to this poor old car. And by the time that I got them in the mid-'80s in Los Angeles, they found them, they were just basically really just derelict. So what I did, I've always been impressed with Rolls-Royce and Bentley. The quality of construction is just absolutely marvelous, and they do redundant systems. If you can do it with one system, they will give you an additional backup system, completely different for brakes or for whatever the heck it was. And they're just beautifully done. Well, the cars, I removed the offending coachwork, and I just restored the chassis as they would have been delivered by the factory to the coach builders. And I just enjoyed them. I said, the heck with them. I'm just going to leave them and enjoy them as my little nude babies. Well, we 1 year leads to another, and about 25, 26 years later, I'm going, oops, I think I better do something about this. And this idea has been germinating in my mind about making a match pair of his and hers boat tail speedsters for the couple that have almost everything.
Not quite. Almost. They will soon. When we come back on the other side, we're going to carry on. Gary, if he can stay with us, Matt, my producer, will check with him. We're going to keep him for the whole hour, and if somebody calls in from the Great Race, we'll get Gary in on the conversation as well. You're listening to Auto World across North America and the world right here. Don't go away. My name is Bob Long.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, wash drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy wash drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and washdrops.com. Wash drops, the smart solution.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-917-8523. Supplies are limited. 800-917-8523. 800-917-8523. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people of you to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. Guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're live all across North America on great radio stations as well as around the world on GCNLive.com and AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. That's my pet project, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com, the world's automotive superstation. We are joined in this hour by Gary Wales, who is a retro designer. He's telling us all about these amazing vehicles that he's put together, these 37 Rolls-Royce Boattail Speedsters that are going to be going over the block at the Barrett-Jackson auction upcoming in Scottsdale come next January. And Gary, before we go back to talking about these magnificent vehicles, our good friend Corky Coker, the gentleman behind the Great Race and the president and CEO of Coker Tire and a radio host himself, has called into the broadcast. So why don't we mix Corky into the fray here as well? Corky, how you doing?
I'm fine, my good friend Bob Long. How are you, and how are all your listeners out there? I hope they're out driving their cars listening to you on the radio, because, you know, when they're driving their cars, they're wearing out tires, and that's my favorite thing in the world.
Absolutely. And as I mentioned, Corky, I got Gary Wales with me as well, and Gary has a long history with that race, winning it way back in the 80s.
Yeah, Gary, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing very good, Corky, and by the way, I'm out burning up my tires, and I do get them from you.
You're my second best hero of the day. The first best is the one that's driving right now, because you're not driving, you're on the telephone.
Absolutely, watching a little Barrett-Jackson
watch. Yeah, that's right. So what's up in the world of Auto World today? Let me just tell you just a minute before I forget what's happened today. I'm in Sudbury, Ontario, and we're at the end of day one of the Great Race. We're doing 2,200 miles from Traverse City, Michigan, all the way around to Dearborn, Michigan. We finished on Sunday at the Henry Ford. We have 91 cars. We had 20,000 people in Traverse City, Michigan at the start. Our good friends at Hagerty Insurance were the sponsor, they're the presenting sponsor, Bob, of the 2012 Hemmings Motor News Great Race. And what a crowd we had. It was a blast.
I've seen some pictures. It looks like an absolute party, and I salute McKeel for his support of this great race. And I understand McKeel's got actually two vehicles in the field. How about yourself, Corky? What are you driving this year?
Well, I'm driving my 1937 Schaefer 8 Indy car. We're the pace car. I'd love to compete. You know, that's one of the most fun things that I can do is compete against my fellow car guys and have a great time. And it's a little hard for me to do that since I own the great race. They might think I might cheat or something if I won. I don't really understand that. I would never do that.
No, never. You're a Tennessee boy. That doesn't happen. Absolutely not.
Pretty hard to do anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
On your
it is, isn't it, Gary? It is so difficult and it's so precise. You can't cheat. There's no way you can.
not in this world.
No.
Absolutely. What a great route. So it took you, Traverse City was a kickoff yesterday. I noticed online some folks were posting pictures from Bay City, Michigan, and now you've crossed the Canadian border.
Yep, we crossed at Sault Ste. Marie, and we were in a little town just Elliott Lake. They had a tragedy just yesterday, 12 hours before. We were supposed to stop at their city center, which also doubles as a mall and a parking center. The parking center collapsed, and people were hurt and damaged and still missing, et cetera. So they had a tragedy. But we're finished in Sudbury today, and we're rolling. The fun thing that I will tell you is we have such an array of cars. I'm standing here in a bus stop, actually looking through the glass at the field as they're finishing today, and I can see a 49 Chevrolet panel truck, a 36 Packard, a 51 Packard. I see a 61 Rolls Royce, a 33 pickup, a 32 Huckmobile, a 1907 Renault, which is an amazing, amazing car. There's a couple of 16 Hudsons. My buddy G.R. Pike and my other buddy Gary Cook are also competing in 16 Hudsons. Several 36 Buicks. There's the Beerster boys have a 36 Buick 8 here. It is the most interesting car I've seen in a long time. 55 Chevrolet. There's a 56 Mercury turquoise convertible here that will knock your eyes out, Bob Long.
Oh, that sounds great. And in honor of Gary, are there any Bentleys or Rolls Royces in competition?
Oh, absolutely. There's a 61 Rolls Royce here that is absolutely pristine. Now, when we have to do some of those real tight turns at 48 miles an hour, I think those guys probably have a little body shift, but they're running on wonderful Coker Classic Wide Wide Radio, so I know it's absolutely no problem.
They're like glue.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're like glue.
So the reaction has been fantastic all along the line. What's it like just going through these towns and the folks that turn out and get to see all these great classic rides?
Well, I tell you, because I'm the pace car, I was the first car. We have a huge big gate. We have our sponsors, Champion Oil and Hagerty Classic Car Insurance here and Hemmings Motor News, and they're all here. Before the cars arrive, I get to come through the gate and kind of announce myself. Well, it was a downpour here in Sudbury, Ontario. Big open parking lot because the cars are not here. There were people on the side. People on the sides of the parking lot, so I got to come in and do a huge big donut, my Schaefer 8 Indy car, and the crowd went crazy. So from that point on, it just went downhill.
Oh, that is fantastic. So how are things, my friend, these days at Coker Tire? I'm sure you're ever expanding. What's the latest and greatest?
Oh, gosh, let me tell you, Bob. At any one given time, we have 300 to 350 items in development at any time. We're always developing new radios. As you know, when Detroit and all the automobile manufacturers discontinue something, about 8 or 10 years from then, you know, we start picking it up and start remaking the sizes. And there's the proliferation of tire sizes. We're now redoing 17 and 18 inch radios. We have deals with BF Goodrich, Michelin, and Firestone, and we buy all of their old molds, put them in the warehouse. So when those cars come back around and people are start restoring those, you know, we start doing new and improved and tire molds from our warehouse. We go back in the dusty warehouse. I feel like Indiana Jones, and I find these old tire molds, and we pull them out and put them back into production.
Oh, that's fantastic. And with the internet technology, and of course, we're broadcasting on GCN Live and the Automotive Radio Network.com, so we're being heard around the world. And I'm sure for your business and for everybody's business, but for classic tires, I'm sure, Cokie, you're getting all kinds of orders from not only here in North America, but Corky, you're getting orders from all over the world.
Yeah, I tell you, Bob, we are so blessed. I tell you, we have distributors in 45 countries now and ship container loads of tires to our distributors. I was in Sao Paulo, Brazil at a show called Agus de Lindoia, just a little bit east of Sao Paulo, Brazil. You will not believe how strong the car market, the collector car market is, and hot rod. There are car designers down there that are doing absolutely amazing things, Gary. Stuff like you do. It's really, there are car guys all over the world really growing this industry.
That's fantastic, and that's what we need to do. We need to keep this industry, you know, growing and prospering and bringing new folks into the hobby. CokerTire.com is the website for all things tire. What's the Great Race website? Real quick,
Very easy, GreatRace.com, Bob.
All right, we'll catch you on the road. Do a wrap-up next week. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, brother.
All right, straight ahead, more with the one and only Gary Wales right here as Auto World continues.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Do your massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles? How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomas & Law Group carefully plan your escape. The Thomas & Law Group has proven itself for over 18 solid years, helping thousands of people like you and me reclaim our financial future. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices nationwide. And the best part? There are no upfront fees at all. You won't pay a dime until the job's done. No upfront costs, no monthly fees, no banking fees. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But really, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group right away for a free, no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst at 800-886-1003. Call now, because you're tired of running in circles. 800-886-1003. 800-886-1003.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic, and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
There's one of the true car guys when it comes to music and cars, Billy F. Gibbons. Splits his time between Texas and Beverly Hills, and you know, is arguably one of the best hot rod guys out there. He's always doing these customizations. Of course, the ZZ Top band. Yeah, if it wasn't for their music videos and the vehicle that he owned, the Eliminator, they never would have reached the superstar status that they have reached. He comes on the program here from time to time, but he's on tour, so we can forget about that. But we're in luck. Gary Wales is with us. And, Gary, we're going to get you back on for a full hour because, you know, we interrupted there because Corky called in unexpectedly. We didn't know what was going to happen with that. And I really enjoy your story. So we'll schedule something in the next few weeks and bring you back on for a full hour. But let's talk a little bit more about this set of matching 1937 Rolls-Royce vehicles, the boat tail speedsters. Jay Leno got a chance to drive them, and I understand they're going to be on display in a hotel in Las Vegas before the upcoming Scottsdale Barrett-Jackson auction.
Yeah, well, what we're doing, Bob, is that the final showing that we're going to have is my associate, Andreas Arana, and I, we're taking them to Pebble Beach, and we're going to be there with the cars, and it's really kind of exciting. And when we leave the Quail Lodge, we're showing them as in the Quail Lodge, and when we leave the Quail Lodge, we're going to deliver them over to Reliable, and they're taking them to Las Vegas, where they will be put on display at some of the hotels, and then from there they will be going into Scottsdale, and they're going to use them as a lot of promo. So I'm really excited about that. This is they've really caught on, and people seem to like them.
Of course, the people with money
seem to like them.
Absolutely, as you said earlier, you are a retro designer. And you have done so many different vehicles over the years. And if folks log on to your website, you can see some of the vehicles that Gary has done and some of the vehicles that he has up for sale right now. What's your official website address, Gary?
Well, it's ebentley.com, but best for the what's happening all the time is if you go to Facebook, it's just Gary L. Wales.
That's
Gary L.
Great.
Wales on Facebook. And we're putting things on almost every day. By the way, just point of interest, was at the Barrett-Jackson auction in Orange County,
the
Orange County Fairgrounds, and bumped into our great old friend, George Barris.
Oh, what a great
guy. His daughter, Josie, and her husband, Barry, and a few of his people. And he really looked good. We took a picture with him. He was under the weather at his own Concours, for his own car show, which was at Culver City, which was absolutely fantastic. Over 550 cars. They take over the entire city of Culver City.
Oh, that's remarkable.
Great. It was just unbelievable. And fortunately, we won Best of Show.
Oh, that's great.
So it was really good. And then, but George, unfortunately, had a medical problem at the point and couldn't be there.
Oh,
but
that's
he's
too
back,
bad.
And George is the king of the customizers.
He
no
sure
question
is.
About that.
And
George is irreplaceable.
One of
and
the great.
He was there yesterday, and everybody was just delighted to see him and in good fettle and just having a good time. So just wanted to pass that on to you.
That's wonderful. I love getting him on the radio, or if I get a chance to do something in person with him. He's got so many stories, just like you, Gary, and just a treasure to the hobby. You hold the distinction, my friend, of selling a absolutely spectacular Bentley a couple of years back, and it still holds the record for the most expensive price ever paid for a Bentley at auction. Tell us about this absolutely drop-dead gorgeous piece.
That would be the 1947 Frenet Bentley, and that really is something. It was not exactly what you call a quick turn. I've had the car 27 years.
Wow.
And campaigned it all over the world. So we did, at that point, we had won more major awards than I think any other individual car. And that was because we had campaigned it a lot, and it was going back and forth to Europe. And we would go from Italy to Germany to England, and it was just absolutely an exciting thing. And in 2006, I decided that it was time for it to find a new home, and I could use the money, needless to say, needed a little space, and there were several projects that I really, really wanted to get into. So I met with Garrett Jackson, and I shipped four cars to Palm Beach. I shipped the Bentley Royale, which was a car that we had made with two Phantom Four straight eight engines, and put them side by side, the engines, and geared them together, and absolutely amazing car. So it's a 16-cylinder, 12-liter car.
Fantastic.
That one. Then we did my first La Bestione, which was based on a early American LaFrance fire truck, and we gave it the Italian little shot, and it was my salute to the great cars of the heroic age, because there's very few left, and they just look wonderful, and they're just giant, big T-headed engines. And then, of course, the Frenet, which is just a fabulous car. And incidentally, it's known as the old frog car, because I'd put frog skin interior in the car, leather interior in the car. And it was fantastic. And anyhow, we had a great auction. It sold, and it sold for $1.7 million, which at that point was $1 million over the highest priced post-war Rolls-Royce or Bentley ever sold. Well, the gentleman that bought it is in Scottsdale, Arizona, and he had it in his collection for up until last January. He decided it was time to move it and let somebody else take over the caretaking of the car. Well, since I'm the only one that's really ever driven it and really knows the car, they had me get up and talk about it. Anyhow, we did. I had a lot of fun with it, and the car sold for $2.75 million.
Oh, wow.
So I got to tell you, that is the most exciting thing in the world. Because, you see, it's the money is important, but what's really important, all the money is a scorecard.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do well with a scorecard, that tells people, it tells you that you're doing the right thing. And it's just a wonderful feeling to see that car sell, and God bless the new owner. And I hope that he takes it and shows it again, because it's fully regular to go again out there, to go any show in the world. And it's just it's a great piece.
It's a drop-dead gorgeous vehicle. And Gary, I know you have so much respect, of course, for the Bentley automobiles and the Rolls-Royce automobiles. Just the build quality of these machines is absolutely remarkable. I mean, especially when you consider they were built at a time before the computing technology and all the high-tech stuff that we have today, I mean, these things were really put together extraordinarily well.
That's the absolutely fantastic quality, and particularly most of the cars in the old days were pretty darn good, but Rolls and Bentley were exceptionally fine marks. That they really used the finest materials, and they took no second best whatsoever. And you'd get people working on them that would just, that was their life. Mm-hmm. And they were very proud of that fact. It wasn't just a job. Job means journey of the broke, J-O-B. It was a avocation. It was their life. And they were very proud of everything they did, and they made sure that nothing went out that wasn't absolutely the way that it was designed to be. And that, I think that's one of the great kicks on playing with Rolls and Bentleys. Of course, the other great marks, Aston, and you just go down the line.
Sure.
They're just wonderful cars with great character and a lot of fun to drive. That's the thing.
Yeah.
They're fun.
I know Jay Leno is a big lover of the early Bentleys, the W.O. Bentleys, and a lot of our younger listeners would be very surprised to learn that W.O. Bentley himself was, you know, a brilliant gentleman and a true racer. I mean, those Bentleys were campaigned extremely well, and they won just a whole lot of races back in the 1930s.
Well, the biggest one is Wolf Bernardo was the chairman of Bentley at that time because he was a very, very wealthy individual who was in the diamond mines in South Africa. He was kind of a playboy at that time, and he was a terrific driver, and he won Le Mans in 1928, 1929, and 1930. 3 years in a row he did the complete hat trick. And absolutely amazing. And these cars got their beginning. W.O. was a locomotive engineer.
Oh,
and if
amazing.
You look at the cars, they're kind of truckish.
A little bit. Hold that thought, Gary. We'll finish up after the other side of the top of the hour news right here on Auto World. I'm on the
road. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.